now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to PopCulture.com's group chat, where we talk about all the reality TV news that we care about and you really need to know. I'm one of your hosts, Anna Rumor.
And I am Victoria McGottamy.
Back from the West Coast to join us. Thank you very much.
I am back. It's good to be back. I missed you guys last week.
I know. We missed you too. And the funny thing is, so Jameson was back last week and you were
gone. And
then
now he's gone.
And now he's gone, and we can't get us all together for some reason.
I'm trying not to take this personally, but Jameson, where
are
you?
He did tell me that he was avoiding you specifically.
Yeah, so. He's like, listen, Victoria's coming back. I don't want to see her. Please leave.
Can't do it.
well, I missed you guys.
I missed you too, but it was actually the perfect week for you to be gone because The Bachelorette was on like a weird day. So we have two episodes of The Bachelorette to talk about. And then there's some Dancing with the Stars divorce drama that is going on right now, which is literally consuming my every waking hour. Like
I'm here for it.
Dove deep on it. And then the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City just premiered on Wednesday, one of those days. And it is so good, guys. It's unreal. I haven't been this excited about anything in a while. So
the promo itself looked insane. And I immediately was like, I know Anna is screaming in her room right now because she's living for this.
I was losing my mind. My DVR didn't record it at first, and I almost flipped it off of the. I was like, "Are you kidding me? The one thing you recorded 12 episodes of Cake Wars, but you couldn't record the one thing I want to watch." Come on,
Cake Wars.
Listen, that's not even a joke. I love Cake Wars.
I love all the food shows. Okay, I recently got to talk to Anne Burrell, who's a celebrity chef, and literally that was I live for that interview because I was just like, oh my god, can we just talk about food all day long, please?
That's all I want to watch when it's late at night. Mm-hmm. I just want to watch other people make food as I eat like Cheetos.
Yeah.
But let's talk about The Bachelorette first because we have. Literally
so much
to
cover. This is gonna be so hard because we're gonna have to like really cram our thoughts, and that's very hard for me on The Bachelorette.
Yes, I think we'll have to. So last week's episode aired Thursday because of the election. So let's just jet through that first because people have probably watched or heard about it. So Chris Harrison approaches Claire and is like, okay, clearly this is not working. You won't talk to anyone but Dale. She admits that she's in love with him. They go on a one-on-one date. Chris Harrison basically, like, gun to head, makes Dale propose to her. They exit the show together. They are engaged and happy. And then Tayshia comes in. Boom.
If they do that pool promo one more time, I swear to God, they literally did
about it.
If you guys know me, mm-hmm. I don't get on Twitter much. I just don't. I'm very much an Instagram person. I'm all over my Instagram, but Twitter, I mean, that deserved a tweet. I was like, if they do that promo one more time.
I know. She looked, the bathing suit is so cute, but I'm just so sick of that promo and it's very gross. It's very Love Island.
Yes.
We've discussed the promo before, but they're doing it again. We start off this week's episode with Tayshia meeting the guys. I was glad that they didn't have to do all the limo entrances again. And she just kind of went around and hugged everyone. But then we met four new guys who came in, which just answered our question about what was going to happen with her season. Because we were like, are they going to bring back the old guys? But these new guys, they were originally cast for Claire's season. They didn't make the final cut. So these are like the rejects.
Which is crazy because if you look at some of them, you're just like... How did you not make
Hello.
The cut? I mean, exactly.
Okay, let's talk about, I don't even know where to begin. Let's start with Spencer, just because we're talking about the new guys. Spencer is the new guy, one of the new guys. He looks like Chris Pine, Ian Somerhalder, just like any like white man with dark hair and blue eyes.
With like crystally eyes, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like all of them and none of them at the same time.
Yes.
So he comes in. And makes a joke like, oh, which one of you was so awful that Claire had to leave? Which I think is a very funny joke. They were not having it.
I love that, like, they refer to the new four guys as, like, the new guys. And literally I'm sitting here watching it being like, guys, you've been here for, like, a whopping 2 weeks. calm down. Everyone is new.
Please calm down. They're like, it's been a Lord of the Flies situation over here. Now these new people are coming.
I know. Well, listen, Spencer, when Spencer first walked out of the limo, I was, I mean, like literally like shouting at the top of my lungs. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Claire said it too. Or not Claire, Tayshia.
Yeah, I mean, he's very good looking. Seeing the little bit that we've seen of him so far, I could see why some people get annoyed of him, but I like the way he's handled himself lately. Like, people have hated him, people don't like him. You know what? Like, you have to come in. They're not in competition with like finding friendships. Like, they're in competition for the girl. So like, if you're gonna hate on someone's game like that, I mean, like, step up your game, right?
And it's not like he's been rude to the other guys. Like, that joke was funny. And then he got like really, well, I didn't like when him getting super aggressive during water polo or whatever.
They were playing, okay, but hold on.
Flash ball.
Hold on.
But also, who cares?
The guy that elbowed him. Okay. I put this on my notes. I'm literally pulling up my notes right now.
That was
the guy was like, okay, Riley. And I love Riley, but Riley goes, his face hit my elbow.
What? Okay, to be fair though, watching the clip back, his face did just kind of hit his elbow. Cause he looked like he was bringing his arm back to do something and his face was just there. So it didn't seem malicious to me. It kind of did seem like
his face was just there.
I mean, like elbowed someone on accident before. These people don't like each other, but I don't think that he meant to elbow him at all.
I don't think that he did either, but.
And then he totally played up. He had like a bloody lip and then was like, oh, Tayshia, come here and look at my bloody lip. It's so, he's fine, but he's definitely playing that up.
But then when Tayshia, okay, first off, I appreciate that Tayshia has been like making moves. Like, she is not hesitant to go in for the kiss. Yes. Like, she's not waiting for these guys to kiss her. She's like,
she already missed 2020.
I've been quarantined. Like, I got a lot of catching up to do, right? But I do love, and I'm looking down at my notes, I love that when she went in to go kiss Spencer, he did like one of the like the side eye moves.
Oh yeah.
Because he didn't want her kissing the bloody lip, but it was just very like awkward to watch. And he was like, no, it's because of my bloody lip. She was like, oh, okay.
And I was also like, listen, I'm me with my eyes, I'm looking at your lip and it does not look busted. So I think that you're maybe being a little dramatic, but
you know, whatever.
I'm fine with that. You can be dramatic.
Also, can we talk about Chris Harrison being very awkward and like a date killer with, I don't even know the guy's name. I don't know any of these guys' names.
I'm learning them. So that was Brendan's date. Brendan. The same name.
I think it's Brendan.
And I will fight someone. That's the same name. I can't believe that we have two different names that are that close. That is the same name. It's one of the Brendans. And Chris Harrison is just like, blocking their kiss at every turn, just running around the La Quinta Resort, like offering them snow cones. I laughed actually out loud at that. That was very funny.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. Like, he got on like his little scooter. Also, like, it was just so awkward watching them ride. Like, okay, when she brought the horses in, that was just weird. And then like seeing them get on the horses and like that shot that was like a bird's eye view of like just at the very beginning of them like walking out of the pool area into like the rest of the resort. And I literally looked at my girlfriends. I was like, are they staying in the resort? Like, are they just going to like walk, like ride ponies around the resort?
I felt bad for those horses. I was like, it looks really hot outside. And they just trotting them around the resort. These horses are like, this is dumb and not fun. But at least it was a date. These dates are interesting now. We're riding horses. We're playing splash ball. It's not weird strip dodgeball or yelling into the void. Like, sorry, Jason.
Yes.
Speaking of Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Jason. But actually, you know, he said that he had to leave because he was really emotionally invested with Claire and couldn't pursue a relationship with Tayshia. And for me, that just said one thing, and it was like, oh, this man just like needs to talk about his feelings. That clearly is just the first woman he's ever opened up to, because he's really struggling with this, and they really don't know each other. I think that Jason, and I mean this with love in my heart, I think that maybe he just needs to go to therapy instead, because I think he just needs to talk about his feelings. I think that's where that was coming from.
Yeah.
So
we should see you in paradise, Jason. Yeah, we like him. He's definitely a little And I hate to say this because I'm very vocal about this on social media. Like, I think that the stigma against like men not being vulnerable, not showing their feelings, is really at fault of our society training and telling these men that it's not okay to cry. It's not okay to share your feelings because it's a sign of weakness, and it's not. That couldn't be further
down with
the
patriarchy.
So, yeah, like I'm very for him sharing his feelings, and it's very refreshing to watch. But when watching that, yeah, I agree with you. You can tell, like, I think the guy just needs to go to some therapy. And therapy, listen, we've stated this on this podcast before. We are both all for therapy. It is a very healthy thing to do. Okay, like, yeah, absolutely. I've been in and out of therapy my entire life. Like,
heck yeah,
therapy's so great.
We love talking about it.
Yes, we are open to talking about therapy on this show.
But that's what I mean. I mean it genuinely. I do think he should probably, because I think him just being able to talk just a little bit with Claire, who didn't really seem that open to talking back to him in any meaningful way, that really like affected him. I felt bad.
Can we also talk about the two? I'm so glad Claire is gone. I love that they gave Dale a whopping, like her and Dale, like a whopping like 5 minutes to be like, so did you guys like talk before or not? And they were like, no, absolutely not. I still don't know if I believe that.
I believe that now because her explanation that she just creeped on him on Instagram for a really long time, and like crafted this fantasy around him. It's like, actually that tracks.
It makes sense. Yeah.
That makes sense. Cause they don't know, like they don't seem like they know each other particularly well. It just felt weird that she was in love with him so much, but we all know people who, you know, go on Instagram and creep and then fall in love with a stranger.
That is true. That is true.
Maybe we know them because we are that person. Who knows?
I stalk so many people on social media.
Right?
You have to, okay? Yes. I am very glad she's gone. I'm glad that Tayshia's in. Tayshia seems to be really making the guys super excited because they're actually getting some attention that they deserve. And that excites me for them. You know what I mean? Like these guys are finally like, okay, finally like a girl that like wants to actually like pay attention to me. But I'm just wondering if Spencer is going to be a new Dale, but you know, I don't know. She seems very into like Brendan.
I think that she and Brendan are going to have a real connection. I loved him. Well, I didn't love him being nervous about telling her that he had been divorced, but I loved the aspect of the show that we typically don't get where he didn't know, but she had also been divorced because he didn't have any time to research her. And I loved that felt like a really genuine moment where they got to connect on that level. And I was like,
I loved that part. Also, side note, oh my God, I cannot believe I almost forgot about this. Who's the guy with the glasses?
He's very like Jordan.
Okay. Jordan, maybe. Anyways, at the very beginning when he met Tayshia and he was like, you came in and your beautiful smile and your big ass eyes. We were like, what? In his head immediately, he was like, oh my God, what did I just say? Oh my God. Oh, it was so funny to watch.
It was very fun. He kept saying like blank ass, like adjective ass. And I think that's just him like being nervous. Maybe that's a nervous tic, but it's very funny.
I think he was nervous. It provided a lot of entertainment for us because you know, like Tayshia there for a second was like big ass eyes.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
As a compliment? Okay. And he was like, you just came in with your big ass eyes. Like what?
Like Jordan,
I think that was Jordan. Nervous though.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't be? I do have to say this though. I think Tayshia might be my favorite bachelorette in the time that I've been watching. She seems so warm, so open. She's fun. She's funny. I like her style. Like, sorry, Becca K, but your season was destroyed for me by like your horrible blazers that you were forced to wear. I think that she's a lot of fun. She's like a little Disney princess.
I have said this from day one since Colton season. I love Tayshia. Like Tayshia was one of my favorites on Colton season just because she seemed so real. I'm tired of these like over dramatized like characters that we're seeing, you know, everyone's like, you know, the producers are like, okay, what kind of toxic personalities can we shove in a room for 3 months and like, just let, you know, it let everything hit the fan. Like I'm so like annoyed of that at this point. Yes. And we see so much of it. It's a breath of fresh air to see someone like Tayshia come in and actually just, I feel like I can relate to her. Like I can relate to her.
I was literally going to use the term breath of fresh air because that's what she feels like.
Yes.
I'm so glad that she's here. You know, me too. Watching Claire was funny, but like this is the Bachelorette that we are watching now.
Yeah, Claire was just a little, like, even when she talks, she's just very aggressive in everything. She speaks as if she's in constant defense, even if she's talking about something, like, exciting. And I'm sure that that's just, you know, through the things that she's been through. But it's just aggressive to watch. Like, I watch that, and I'm like...
She didn't seem like she was having fun. Tayshia seems like she's having fun, and so we're allowed to have fun now. And I'm very excited.
Yes.
The one thing that I wrote down that I do want to talk about that was about Claire's exit, before I forget, mm-hmm. Blake M. I am seeing some real big red flags from him. I liked him like at first. When she was talking to Dale or took him out for the one-on-one date, he was so angry and said something like, I bought a book on Alzheimer's for her. And what do I get in return? It's like, whoa, first of all, congratulations on reading a book that affects like a lot of people. Now you are more educated. How dare you?
Yeah.
Second of all, she didn't ask you to be, you know, she doesn't owe you anything, Blake. Mm-hmm. So that was like a moment where I turned totally on him. I do not like him. He seems very entitled and very, I'm a nice guy, but not a nice guy.
Yeah. So. When you have to explain it, it's just,
congrats.
I don't know. I still love Easy. Easy's one of my front runners. I hope Tayshia's gonna see that too, but yeah. I don't know that she's, I don't know. We haven't really seen them like too much. So I don't know if there's a connection there or not, but I'm just excited to get to see the personality of some of the other guys. Like some of the other guys, and I'm still looking at them like, who are you? Oh, my cat came to join.
Hello, cat.
Oh God. She's
got strong opinions.
She does. She goes, do you have opinions on this? She does.
She goes, I like Zach C. And I agree with you. I agree with you, Taffy, because Zach C is my top person.
Which one's Zach C again?
So Zach C is the one, he's like an addiction counseling specialist.
See, this is why I want to know these guys.
I know.
Who are you? I don't know. We learned nothing about any of them. Okay, I'm going to have to go.
He's got like kind of curly hair, but not, he's not Brendan, but they kind of look alike. I don't know. He kind of looks like James Franco.
Zach C. Bachelorette.
It's Z-A-C, I believe.
Oh, well, I started his name with an X because I typed it in wrong. So we're already.
I was going to say, I've never seen him before.
This guy. Ooh, yeah. I do like him. Right? Let me tell you something. When I first saw him, I was a little just like, oh, I don't know. He's growing on me. I like him.
Same. I thought he was kind of like a wallflower at the beginning, but I think he's got just a calm energy. He seems very mature, and I feel like he and Tayshia really connected.
I like him.
What did they do? They threw like a quarter into a fountain or something?
Yes, and that was a very normal, cute thing to do. Yes. Listen, I was all for like the whole like five love languages things, but I just feel like Claire on the first date with what's his face, the guy that left.
It's just a lot.
It was aggressive. She was like, he was like, so tell me about yourself. And she's like, so tell me about like all of your flaws and your past traumas. Yeah. And he was just like,
tell me everything negative about yourself. And he's like, okay. Yeah.
Plays.
As opposed to just
it's fine,
right? So I'm just having a blast this season. I love this season. I am really looking forward to what's next.
Yes,
and I don't know. Tayshia's adorable. I can't wait to see more of her. She's the best. Do you have any last thoughts about The Bachelorette before we move on to other stuff?
No, but I am very Taffy's coming in to say a little
baby.
Something. Thoughts. She has thoughts.
Taffy, what do you have to say?
But yes, I'm like you. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that Tayshia is finally here.
Yeah.
I love her. I'm for her. And I'm actually very excited. I was just getting annoyed of Claire. So I'm just very excited that like we have Tayshia. I'm excited to be moving
that
on.
That being said, we at group chat support Claire. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for you. I support Claire and Dale. I really do hope they work out.
Absolutely.
I think that they're cute together. I think they probably rushed into things a lot faster than maybe they had expected, but that's fine. And hopefully they'll work out. I don't know.
Absolutely. We support them. I follow both of them on Instagram and I'm keeping up with them. So I totally support them. I was just getting very annoyed that the other guys were not getting any attention. And she was just very like Dale. Yeah. It was like, all right, we're going to Dale.
It was cringy and boring and we all knew where it was going to end. So I was like, okay, well, that's fine. Exactly. All right. So let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk Dancing with the Stars before we mm-hmm. move on to Real Housewives of South Lake City.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
All right, we are back and we are talking Dancing with the Stars, but not normally Ooh. What we would talk about.
So excited for this week. or this week's this, topic of discussion, because I'm all here. Yeah. I'm for this.
This for came this. Out Friday and I immediately DM'd this post to like four different people asking for their thoughts. And I have now distilled my thoughts. So Gleb Shevchenko, yep. blah, blah, blah. Be patient with me. There's a lot of long Russian last names.
The name is a lot. And the fact that you even pronounced it, like, good for you.
I practiced. His yes. wife, I'm not as sure as because I just couldn't have anyone else. I couldn't find it like pronunciation of her name elsewhere. So I'm doing my best. So Gleb Shevchenko announced Friday that he and his wife of 14 years, Elena Samodanova, I think that's right. They're splitting up. And I thought, huh, that's really interesting timing because he literally just got eliminated on that week's show. So he and Chrishell Staus from Selling Sunset, they were competing on the show. They were eliminated that Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day that whatever show day aired was. On. Well, because all the shows Monday. Were weird. Monday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Last week. So they were voted off the show, you know, sad stuff. Then Friday, they announced that they're getting a divorce. I go, huh, that's interesting. And then Elena comes out and says in a statement to People, she, like scorched earth, goes scorched earth, says that he cheated on her, like ongoing cheating on her throughout their marriage. And there, he's with a woman right now who is buying him presents and like basically just stepping out on their marriage. So everyone, of course, is like, Chrishell, because they've been in the Dancing with the Stars bubble. But I do want to say this.
Yeah.
Chrishell and he have blatantly said that it's not her. And I am inclined to believe her because I feel like Elena would have said if it was her. Right? Because she hasn't like held back on any of the other details.
Yeah.
And she just got divorce. I don't know. I like Chrishell. I don't want it to be her.
I know. I think Chrishell is an easy target because of the obvious. I mean, obviously, she's a gorgeous girl. Obviously, she and Gleb have been spending a lot of time with each other, you know, for the show. Yeah. So I think it's easy for – and plus, like, when do you watch a Dancing with the Stars episode and not see such a connection between the pro yeah. and the celebrity? Like, you have to build that, like, intimate –
yeah.
connection. And then those that don't have it usually don't last very long. So, right. And with Chrishell just being a gorgeous girl, that alone makes her a very easy target. So it's like,
yeah,
I get it, but, I don't know. It maybe hilarious isn't the right term. Cause I was going to say it would be hilarious if it turned out to be her. We were like, oh, it's not her, I swear. But, you know, I don't know who potentially it could be. But that does make me very sad for his wife because, you know, ongoing. Like, that was an ongoing issue. She posted something on her Instagram that said something to the effect of, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed that you became everything you said you wouldn't be. And honestly, like, when you're cheating on someone, like if that were me after, how long were they married? 10 years?
14 years.
14 years.
That's a long time.
Like if you're cheating on me, like I'm probably going to go a little ham on social media too, just out of frustration.
Yeah.
You know, I might not give any details, but I'd be posting some cryptic stuff like that. Absolutely.
Me too. Especially when it's totally his fault. I know allegedly, but if he really was cheating on her for all these years, there's no way I would just let him have like, oh, well, they just got a divorce because they just grew apart.
Like, can we just like, acknowledge and like maybe own the fact that like if you're in the public eye and you're having an affair, I don't care how sneaky you think you're being, more than likely it's going to come out eventually. So like don't put your significant other, don't put other people at risk. Like if you don't care if people find out, other people might care. So it's like, I just don't understand the whole like, you know.
It's very selfish if that's what happened. Yeah. My latest obsession though is trying to figure out who it is.
I know. I want to know.
There's no way.
Is it really Chrishell or is it someone else?
Well, I keep going back through. There was a rumor that, you know, Erica Jane from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills just announced her divorce the other week, and she was partnered with Gleb on Dancing with the Stars. So everyone was like, is it her? Is it her? I don't think so at this point. That doesn't really make a ton of sense to me, but maybe. I mean,
wait,
I don't
so
know.
Has Chrishell and Gleb both like
they
Chrishell specifically said it was not them? Because I just remember Chrishell's statement saying, we have developed something to the effect of like, we've developed a strong friendship because of the connection that we've built on the show. But like,
she wrote something that was, she was like, I hope the people would understand that because of my
public like, divorce
situation, that this wouldn't be something I would be involved with. That's me summarizing, but she said something like that, where it wasn't straight up like, no, I was not like banging Gleb, but it was a classy version.
No, I was not banging him. Okay.
That's the Instagram story. And then he specifically said he was like strictly platonic. But then again, but people are saying, oh, it was her because she bought him like Tom Ford sneakers for his birthday. And the woman said that she was buying expensive gifts. But are Tom Ford sneakers expensive gifts? I don't know. They would be expensive for me, but are they expensive
expensive. I don't care how rich you are or how not rich you are. Tom Ford is still not cheap. Well, here's my thing. Like, you would think maybe because of what she went through with her ex, she wouldn't want to be involved in a public scandal like that. And she might, like, the smart thing to do would be like, hey, how about you just like get a divorce? And then when you guys are separated, then like, let's wait like 6 months to a year. And then, you know, I get that it sucks. You have to be like super private about it, but like, that would be the smart move. That's what I would do if I were in her shoes.
Yeah.
You know, if it's even her, I mean, we don't know.
I don't know why. I feel like I know Chrishell. I don't know her at all, but
you watched enough Selling Sunset.
I just don't want it to be her. So I'm not sure.
I know.
But the interesting thing is I was thinking about this because Nikki Glaser, who was on Dancing with the Stars a while back, a few seasons ago, and she got voted out first. So she was on for like, you know, like one day plus all the rehearsal time ahead of the premiere. And she gave an interview on a podcast a while back. I wish I could remember the name of the podcast, but this was months ago when I watched this. And she said that people behind the scenes of Dancing with the Stars hook up all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, it's everyone and all, like it's all the time and it's everyone. You'd be shocked. So I was just like, I guess that tracks. And she was also partnered with Gleb. So I was like, she knows.
Well, here's the thing. Happening. You're not just like on set working with someone playing a character. Like you are building an intimate relationship.
Yeah.
And using your body. You know what I mean? Like you're,
and
you're
everyone's so and, hot.
Yeah, they are. And if you see, if you notice how so close some of these people get and just like, you know, like when after their dances and they're waiting for like the judges, critiques and scores, like just the way that they hold each other, like you can tell like people have a real connection on this show. I'm not gonna lie. Listen, if I were married, if I were married and my husband wanted to go on that show, like to sit here and say that I would not have hesitancy, I'd probably be like, listen, I want all the best things for you, but you're not going on that show.
Listen, when the bag boy at the grocery store makes eye contact with me, I'm like, oh, we're in love? Cool.
That's where we're getting to these days.
I mean,
yes. Same here. Anyone that looks at me, I'm like, oh my God, thank you so
much. Oh my God, this is true love.
Cool. We're love.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. We'll stick around and see what happens with that. Because
I'm here for that.
That's one of those celebrity scandals that is so like minor, but I'm also deeply invested in it. So I'll keep everyone updated. Let's move on to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, AKA my new reason for being alive.
Yes.
It is so good. When they said Salt Lake City was going to be the newest Housewives franchise, I was like, for why? But I totally get it now. It is insane. I had no idea that there was such a, like a deluxe bougie side of Salt Lake City.
They're very bougie.
I had no idea. I would assume that they would wear like snow boots, but they are wearing snow boots. They're just heeled snow boots.
With a lot of lip filler.
A lot of lip filler. Everyone there is like cosmetic surgery. Yeah. I mean, based on the show, I have never been to Salt Lake City, but it is instantly iconic. People are saying that this is the best premiere Bravo has put out in like a decade. And I would have to agree. Yeah. Not only does it feel like we jumped into the first episode of like season six of a franchise, instead of having to meet all these people and, you know, there's a warming up period and stuff like that. We're instantly into it. The women who they have are so good. There's two women right off the bat that are like, these are going to be Bravo stars. And it's Jen Shah and Heather Gay. Uh-huh. They are hilarious. They are the kind of delusional that you want to watch on TV, where it's just, they're like one step away from reality, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
I love them. I watched it. I was cracking up laughing several times. There's one scene where
you were going to say crying.
No,
I'll leave that. I was like, Anna, later. That's aggressive. Okay. Let's slow your roll. Reel it back in, girlfriend.
Actually, wait, quick aside. I did cry right before we were recording. I watched a video of a dog doing really well on like an obstacle course.
Okay. But that's understandable. Anything involving animals is worth crying over, whether they're tears of joy or tears of sadness. Okay. We do not judge on that realm, but over the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City,
that's too much. Agreed. Yes. Agreed. Because they don't deserve it. That little dog.
No,
does.
They don't. No.
No. It's so funny though. They like, I'm trying to distill what is so good about it into one thing. And it's just that they're rich, they're petty, and they don't take anything too seriously.
Okay, but also can we talk about the fact that like Salt Lake City of all places in the United States is like so unexpected. So like when you hear Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Real Housewives of Orange County or Real Housewives of New York, like you expect the bouge, right?
Oh, yeah.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, you're expecting these women to like not be, you expect them to all be and look like Denise Richards, like just chilling in their jeans with like a flannel top, showing up with half the makeup on, the hair's not done, which I'm for that. We're all for that.
I mean, look at me.
I was surprised. Well, I mean, look at this. You know what I mean? Like my hair, I woke up like this.
Yeah.
My hair, I woke up, you know when you wake up sometimes and you're like, oh, like I tried to get my hair to look like that. You know, like the sloppy, like I didn't put in effort, but I put in a lot of effort and a lot of hairspray.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, why can't my hair look like this regularly? So I woke up like this and just kind of left it, you know?
It looks good.
Well, thank you, girl. I thought it did too. So I was like, I like the sloppy look, you know, but it's like sloppy, but together.
I feel like every time I do that, I'm like, this does look good. Wow. Look at me, a natural beauty. And then like 4 hours later, I see myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, you're like, oh God, that was not what I saw for you.
It's a Victorian little boy.
Yes, girl.
He has polio.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're here for this. But I think that that's what took me by surprise. And what makes me really excited about this is because it was so unexpected. Like they just, when I saw these women, I was like, okay, y'all look like you belong in Beverly Hills. Just on so many levels. But two, you're not in Beverly Hills. You're in Salt Lake City. So I'm very excited to see like how this pans out.
And the interesting thing about this franchise for me is it's very based around religion. You know, you hear Salt Lake City and you think about Mormonism. And I was thinking, well, you know, how much of Real Housewives is going to be about Mormonism? A lot of it.
A lot.
We have ex-Mormons, excommunicated Mormons. I think we have a Pentecostal first lady. So like a pastor's wife. It's all about religion. They're talking about how their different experiences being, you know, more adherent to the rules or breaking the rules and figuring that out from themselves. The one woman, she grew up as a Mormon and then she married her husband, who's a Black man. And at the time, Mormonism didn't accept Black people. And so she converted to Islam because he was a Muslim. Oh. So that is really interesting story. I'm super interested in learning more about that. And then there's a woman who her family was like a founding Mormon family, but then she got divorced. So they excommunicated her from the church. There's just a lot going on there that is really interesting.
Oh.
It's actually interesting as opposed to, you know, Real Housewives interesting where it's like silly, but these are things that I actually want to learn more about. And then we would be remiss not to talk about Mary Cosby, who is the Pentecostal first lady. And she is married to, you're smiling because you know, she is married to her step grandfather. So her grandma died, and in her will, the grandma was like, I want my husband to marry one of my grandchildren.
Oh, dear God.
And they did. And they treat it like it's not, well, she and her husband / grandfather treat it like it's not weird, but all the other cast members are like, no, it's so weird. That's not.
Here's what I find weird. Why don't you guys accept black people?
They do now. Okay. I do want to clarify that.
Okay, they do. Okay, but like
as of like 1975. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but like at the time, but like it's okay to marry your step grandfather.
Well, that's Pentecostal, so it's different.
Oh. Then
I just remember. Oh. Yes, but
see, this is why shows like this need to happen to teach us things so that we learn more about how other people do religion and other
I hope this is a one-off situation where it's just one step grandchild and father. I don't even know. That is such a wonky family tree. Even Heather was like, listen, as a Mormon, I have a lot of leeway for weird. Her words, not mine. But this is weird.
It is weird. If I was told by my family that I had to marry my step-grandfather, I'd be like,
I would say, no, I'm not
sure about that. Let's maybe not. Let's just like retract that. But I'm very interested in watching this play out on television.
Fascinating. And she was asking one of the other women, she's like, you have to come to my church and see. And the one woman who is not religious at all was like, okay. Like, she is not going. That is the most non-committal okay I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, dear God. Okay, listen. I'm going to make a commitment to you today, Anna. You have tried to get me. Well, I shouldn't say you've tried. I have told you that I'm going to hop on. That I'm going to hop on the Real Housewives bandwagon. And guys, just to clarify, I have watched many episodes of random like seasons of both New York, Orange County, Beverly Hills. I just am not as dedicated of a watcher as Anna is. But this one has me tied in after watching the promo the other night during The Bachelorette. I was like, oh my God, these women are crazy and there's so much lip filler and I'm here for it. So this might have to be like our new like Big Brother thing, like where we just like discuss this every week because.
Yes. Oh my God.
We're going to do it. So I'm going to hop on board just so we can do that.
It is the perfect entry point for people who have thought, hey, I kind of want to watch Real Housewives, but also there's 75 different franchises and they all have a million seasons and where would I even start? That's too much of a commitment. Just start with this. There's only one episode and you don't need to know anything else. These women are all new. It's a new city.
Yes. That's what feels so refreshing. What night do they air?
I believe it's on Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Okay. So it's before we record, which is good.
I wrote Tuesday, but I feel like it's Wednesday. But actually, no, it's Tuesday. What am I talking about?
It's Tuesday.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I don't think...
She just sits and watches so much reruns. She doesn't even like know what night it actually airs.
I know, guys. It's one of those weeks. I thought today was Friday, so.
Listen, it's 2020. Doesn't matter.
It literally does not matter.
Yeah, there's no rules in 2020. And I'm hoping that next year will be a lot more calm than this year because after the election and everything, I was just, all right, everyone, let's take a big deep breath.
I need to take a nap for a week.
I need to take a nap for about a year. I'm going to go into like hibernation after 2020. I'm just going to like curl up in a cave with my cats and call it a day.
Wake me up in 2022, you guys. I'll skip next year. That's fine, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just take the cliff notes. It's fine.
Yeah, right. Wake me up and just like, give me a list of like people who like died in major events.
Yeah.
Things that I
like. Give me the highlights. That's all I care about. Who's president now? Who's running the country? What show is big? Like, are the Kardashians still a thing? No. Okay.
You wake up and it's just like Real Housewives and Tayshia is now our new president. I'd be like, oh my God, amazing.
Oh my God.
This is what I've been wanting.
Well, then I'd be pissed. Then I'd be so mad if I missed 2021. Because then I'd be like, whoa. Did somebody record all of this? Like, I need to like see how all of this happened.
That's perfect. Oh, take me back there.
Listen.
Okay.
I'd vote for Tayshia.
Tayshia 2024.
Yeah, we'd be so hippie and calm. It'd be so
She's
nice.
Like, no, I don't want that. I want to just keep chilling. Respect Tayshia.
She's just going to listen to this and be like, who are these people voting me for president?
These people are very obsessed with me. Take us to Bachelor in Paradise. We love you, Tayshia. You're the best.
Yes. Bring John Paul Jones with you.
Maybe. Yes. Oh, JPJ, a quick thing, he posted like a little still of her, you know, people who don't know, they were together on Bachelor in Paradise. He posted a still of her on his Instagram story and was like, woo, go Tay Tay. And I was like, the most pure man in the entire world.
We love that. We love to see it. We love it.
Let's talk about our pop culture picks of the week.
Okay.
Mine's a bummer. Is yours a bummer?
No, mine's up. So maybe I would like to think mine's positive. So let's start with yours and we'll end on a high note.
Okay. So mine is... Sunday, Alex Trebek died. He was 80, and he had had pancreatic cancer for like 2 years, and it was stage 4. So, you know, but I thought he was getting better because he was giving really hopeful health updates, but he died. So I'm very sad.
I really thought he was getting, it came as a shock to me because I was like, okay, we all knew that he like had to step away for a little while because of his health, but I really thought he was getting better because of his post. And then he came back to the show.
He did. Yeah. He was filming 10 days before he died. I love him. I'm a huge Jeopardy fan, and I watch Jeopardy like regularly since I was a child. And it's just weird to exist in a world that Alex Trebek isn't in. This is one of the very few, you know, when celebrities pass away, I'm typically like, oh, that's a bummer. And then move forward with my life because I don't really actually know them. This one feels like I lost a family member. I'm very sad about this.
Yes, I know. There are a few celebrities that when they pass, you feel like you've lost someone that you knew.
Yeah.
And it's the weirdest thing. Like, it's crazy. Like, even for me, like Kobe Bryant still was very much like that for me. I mean, I've been a sports lover, you know, a lot of my life, but basketball was never one that I was like crazy about. But I was a Lakers fan after living in LA for a couple of years. And I've seen Kobe play and I don't know, after that, I was just like, so I get that.
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain and Carrie Fisher were other ones for me where that was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones were hard. So Alex is joining a fine trio of celebrities that I will be sad about. And I'm going to read his memoir because he just put it out and it's called The Answer Is Reflections on My Life off the top of my head. Ooh. That might be a few words off, but I think it's right. So.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah. I smell what you're cooking, girl. I smell.
Listen, Google will figure it out if I'm a few
words
off.
Yeah. That's what
as
Google
long as I'm
for,
not like
okay?
deeply off. Yeah.
It's something along that lines. Okay. Well, mine is usually, you know, living in Nashville, Tennessee, I feel like growing up around country music, it just gets old, you know? The last night I actually watched the CMA Awards and I was just very interested to see, you know, how the award show was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it was just very refreshing to see people in an award, you know, atmosphere and actually have like physical people there.
They did it in person. Okay.
Celebrities. Yeah. They did it in person. But everyone had their own tables and everyone that was sitting next to each other kind of had to like be spaced out from like another couple that might have been placed at their table, but no table was like completely full. Uh-huh. And then all the tables were like spread out.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
And then Reba McEntire and Darius Rucker, who were hosting, were standing so many feet apart. I'm assuming 6 feet. But it was just very nice to see us getting back to that, you know. I'm hoping that this is not our new norm, and I'm so ready for us to just get back to regular award shows where people can actually attend and sit next to each other. But like, if this is the stuff that we have to take, it's the step we have to take. It was just very refreshing to just kind of feel some, I don't know. I think that with the hype of everything with the election, I know everything is still so crazy now. And I know that there's still a lot up in the air when it comes to that. But I think people are so exhausted from all of this, or at least I am. Like, I feel like, you know, when a baby, you can't get a baby to like shut up and you're like, well, I just got to get the baby to like cry itself to sleep. Like, I feel like everyone's like starting to like cry themselves to sleep a little bit. So it was just kind of like nice to see something outside of the election that feels normal, that like, you know, I don't know. It was just nice. It made me feel
well. I'm glad. Maybe I'll go and watch it now. I'm not a big country music person, but I'll take anything.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to use that crying yourself to sleep thing because that's the funniest way I've ever heard described. It's so true. We're all just like fussing around being like, meh.
Oh my God. Yes. Well, traveling to LA. I mean, you knew this. Like, I traveled to LA last week for my birthday and just overhearing conversations. And like, it was, I thought about that the other day. I told my friend, I was like, you know, when you can't get a baby to like go to sleep because they're crying and there's really nothing you can do. You just know that you have to lay them down and they have to just literally exhaust themselves and cry themselves to sleep. I feel like that this is how this country is right now. And I feel like we're coming hopefully down just a little bit.
Take a brief nap, and there's a lot of work to be done. So we'll wake up and get back to it. But I think that having a nice day or two. Yes.
But the CMA awards felt very refreshing. I'm not a big country music. I like it. It's not that I just don't keep up with it, you know, as much. I mean, I know who all the main singers are and I know their songs. And of course I know like the older names, but it was just nice to see people gathering in person again. It felt very quote unquote normal. And I liked that.
Well, that's good. Okay. Well, I will go and watch little clips of that because that's like what I need. Mm-hmm. And guys, don't forget to follow popculture.com for everything else that we've been talking about and so much more stuff. We're on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Anna Rumor.
And I'm also on Twitter at V Magotomy, but hit me up on Instagram because your girl never tweets. Every now and again, I'll tweet, but
you got the one.
It's the same handle for both. So you guys shouldn't have a problem. It's the same handle for both.
Perfect. Perfect. I actively don't want people to follow me on Instagram. So don't even try. No, I'm just kidding.
Follow Anna on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram.
Yes. And then drop us a rating and a review. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever. And we'll come back to you next week with, hopefully, fingers crossed, more Salt Lake City and definitely.
Oh, I'm going to watch.
Yay. Yeah. All right. Sticking to that. Bye, guys.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.